This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And it's our daily, we go through the NFL draft. And today it's about the edge rushers. And we talked about this a little earlier. 15 of my top 80 are edge rushers. And I'm not including Jalen Walker in there because I have him listed as a linebacker, which I think he'll play probably 85% of the time. They'll use him as a edge rusher on third down. But Abdul Carter, clear-cut, the number one guy in this group. Where you're going to get some debate is who's 2 and 3 from Mikael Williams from Georgia and the Saints. Brass were in Georgia today in Athens to be with Jalen Walker and Mikael Williams. Check that out. And Mike Green, who led the NCAA in sacks last year at Marshall, the guy with potential, he scared the hell out of me, and I wouldn't pick him. Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. James Pierce Jr., interesting story. Man, you get the dichotomy with him. I know some teams got him listed in that 15 to 16 range, and some teams don't have him as a first or second round pick. And that may be some attitude issues or what they perceive to be maybe him not being the best teammate around. So we'll see what happens with James Pierce Jr. and Donovan Arazako. From Boston College. And Donovan, man, you watch him play. He's a skinny dude, but can he come off the edge? And got great pursuit, super smart. I can move him around quite a bit. But Mike Green, I think, would be probable top 12 pick. And he may still be in that range. He's got an off-the-field incident that some teams have done a lot of research on, but there is great debate, Charlie, on exactly who is the clear-cut 2 and 3 here. I would think on most boards, Williams, Green, Stewart is probably there. On some boards, Pierce would be included in there. So it's depending on what you want and how – personality-wise, you think Pierce would fit on your team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
With Mike Green, Mike, you brought this up the other day, that he's the best technician of the group. Abdul Carter is just a freak. I mean, if you watch that dude, and he started off as an off-ball linebacker, he kind of converted to full-time edge this past year, and he terrorized opposing offenses off the edge. Mike Green is probably my number two. Do you have Michael above him?
Yeah, just slightly above. Now, I will give Mike Green this, and it is clear cut. He's the best technician.
Right.
And it ain't even close. I mean, the next best guy is not close to Green as a technician. How he can use his arms and hands, he's got a swim over move and, man, a crossover move that is so, so good. But again, for some teams, he may not be the ideal size. And again, the off-the-field incident is why you have some teams that don't have him as the number clear-cut number two.
James Pierce is kind of the high-ceiling play. And just knowing how this draft is going to go, in all likelihood, Mike, he's going to be there at 32 for the Eagles, isn't he? And how he's going to get himself another SEC stud.
You would figure.
No, Pierce is interesting. Like, did you remember he ran the 40-yard dash at the combine with his hoodie on? And they're just like, why do you do that? And he said that he just forgot that he had his hoodie.
Now, that don't surprise me with James. I'll like, be honest with you.
He didn't care. He's a weird dude. Like, the personality thing for sure is something that you'll have to be wary of. But, I mean, as far as the speed that he possesses and converting speed to power as a pass rusher, he's
and
a really...
And how well he plays the run. He's good at it.
Yeah, for his size especially.
He's good at it.
Because you would think, because what is he, Mike? Like 240 pounds, 245 maybe on a good day?
He's a good leverage player.
You would think that when he's going up against these big offensive tackles that are, you know, that got 80 to 100 pounds on him, that he would kind of get washed out in it. But I agree. He has a certain kind of mean streak to him as well. So James Pierce is a really enticing prospect. Shamar Stewart, I mean, listen, he's built like Hercules, right? And he tested, the relative athletic scores are off the chart when you're looking at Shamar Stewart. He is a freak of human nature. At the same time, the numbers don't really back it up. So when you're taking a chance on Shamar, you're taking a swing at the plate, but you're taking a swing at the wrong word that we don't like to use, the wrong P word in potential. Shamar Stewart could potentially be a legit stud in the NFL. But does he have the production from college that could back up that type of swing? No. He had three straight years with 1.5 sacks at Texas A&M, Mike. I just don't. Like, he's going to be a first-round pick because someone's going to take a chance.
And he's going to be a fairly high first-round pick. I'll be honest, he's going to be a teens pick.
Yeah.
But he's somebody else's teens pick. He's not mine. The way I would look at
it's the wrong P word, the dreaded P word in potential versus production, Mike.
I see him, he's a one-move guy, and then he's lost. I don't think he has great football instincts. He is a great athlete. He can move like very few guys his size. He's got the length you're looking for. But he has difficulties finding the ball. And my thing is, if you got difficulties today doing that, you're going to have difficulties as an NFL player doing that.
Yep. And then, you know, I'm looking at trying to – Ezeraku's enticing.
Ezeraku is an interesting guy.
So I was listening to the Move the Sticks podcast the other night, Mike, and I was listening to Daniel Jeremiah give his breakdown of him from the NFL Network. And he mentioned that whatever team takes Ezeraku is going to have to realize that he might be a little bit of a project. Like, he's probably not going to be first year coming in producing upwards of double-digit sacks, right? He's going to take a little bit of time, but he's also going to be a first-round pick, maybe 20s at the feels like the ceiling for someone like Ezeraku is like Tampa Bay, right? At pick 19.
He'd be a good fit there. Yeah. I think they would like Jahad Campbell better because, you know, the old Pop's playing linebacker for them. I don't know how much longer he'll be able to go. But Ezeraku is a guy that on third down, I say, you see the guy that's going to get the snap? Sick him. Man, can he run and get after the quarterback? So what we're taking a look at here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys with first-round pick. Either, I can't say grades because three of them don't have it, but they in that range of 1 to 32. If you're going to kind of go down the list with it, and I'll have my list. I'll send it out to the guys. They'll post it, Monday with that. But I have six of the top 32 defensive ends. And so then after that, Landon Jackson, who was at LSU for a while, Coach O recruited him and then left after he had an injury and then coaching change. He goes to Arkansas. Nick Scorton, man, you get a wild opinions all over the board with Scorton. He's never done anything to super impress me at A&M. I liked him much better at Purdue. I thought he was a good player at Purdue. He didn't really progress anywhere at A&M. Human Mealon is Princely, who was at Florida. Then he goes to Ole Miss. I think a good football player. And then Ohio State's got a couple of guys. Jack Sawyer and JT, who I think can really get after it. And they can rush the quarterback. Jared Ivey from Ole Miss, another guy who can play both inside and off the edge. Josiah Stewart
Michigan.
From Michigan. A little undersized, but he can rush the quarterback. And then I think Braden Swenson from LSU. I've had, Charlie, this week, I'm going to say five people give me a call on Braden Swenson. He did nothing 2 years ago at LSU. Zero.
He's shooting up draft boards, Mike. Like, I remember I talked to you a couple weeks ago about it. Maybe he was a late third, early fourth round pick type of guy.
That far.
He's not. He's going to be a bona fide day two pick, maybe even a second rounder, depending on a team, you know, if they really want to take him, if they don't have a third round pick that, and they don't feel confident that he's going to be there in the third round. Braden Swenson, who made a ton of hay at LSU this past season, could potentially be a second round pick in the 2025 draft. Imagine me telling you that a year ago today, Mike.
I wouldn't have believed you, neither would have Pete Jenkins. And he coached him that year because he was like, Mike, you hearing things right about that brain? I was like, yeah, Pete, I'm not just telling you that. I am hearing. He's like, well, I didn't see it when I was there. But, man, did he blossom big time at LSU in 2024.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.